Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Recently, Garrett posted something on the Schoolhouse Watch podcast, and I remember a bunch of people were commenting on it, and a few people were commenting about how kids are getting on the bus so early in the morning, sometimes when it's still dark outside, and they get to school and these kids are literally falling asleep.
Yep.
On the bus or after they're at school. One person actually talked about how she would have little kids, and they would be on the first bus run. And so they would go get dropped off at school. They would sit and basically watch a movie or some show while the bus went back out to get the second run of kids, and the kids would just fall asleep. And I was like, that is the most heartbreaking thing to me. I can't even imagine my child being picked up so early and just the stress of having to get out of the house that early. And, you know, that no kid can learn that way effectively. No. That's so hard.
No. And to me, it just gives me images of, I mean, it almost feels abusive to like crank a little tiny kid who just needs Like another benefit and health is like when you wake up in the morning with littles, I'm talking about all you moms with littles, those kids first thing in the morning needs to be to snuggle you. Like they need that slow mom's here. I hold mom. I mean, I don't know why we think that when they turn five, all of a sudden they can just be ripped out of bed, shoved a candy bar in their face, which is essentially what like the breakfast bars and the cereals are. And we can talk about food. A Pop-Tart shoved on a bus. And then they're already in survival mode by 7 a.m., you know, and then and that's not even part of their quote unquote learning time. So many 5-year-olds still need naps. I mean, my 5-year-olds have needed naps and they don't get them because we now have all day kindergarten. So I think we're setting kids up from the very beginning with unhealthy habits when we don't keep them home. And then another one that kind of this hit was. When they first get up in the morning, they need slow. They need to wake up. They need to let their bodies. The other thing is that the body isn't necessarily ready to eat, you know, 30 seconds after it wakes up at 6 a.m. Some people are, some people aren't. But again, with homeschool, we can cater that, you know, and with throwing them on a bus, it's like, I don't care if you're hungry or not, or if your body's even awake, eat and go. And then we can also wake up and we can expose our kids to sun. I know I talk about this all the time, but it is so important when you first get up to get fresh air, to see the sun, and to get that hit, that outdoor dose. And we can do that with homeschool. And then we can give our kids outside time all day long. You know I'm passionate about this. It is killing our generation to not let them be outside. Once kids hit middle school, they don't leave that building with fake air, fake air conditioning, walls, no natural light. I mean, it is killing this generation. They're in these bright LED lights all day long no natural air, they don't go outside. It is, and add to that, the human body is not made to sit all day long. It is physically hurting. I mean, it is hurting our kids to be in these fake settings with fake light, fake air, sitting down all day. It is so unhealthy.
Abby, go back to talking about morning sun, because I know this is something you've really read up a lot on and the benefits of that first morning sun. Park on that for a little bit.
Okay. Well, a couple things. One, when you see the sun in the very beginning of your day, when you wake up and you face the sun, the sun rays, they basically send a message to your eyes, and that's what starts producing melanin in your body also. So if you're never in the sun, chances are you get sunburned more often. It also sets your circadian rhythm. So if your kids, if kids are not seeing that sunlight first thing in the morning, and honestly all day long, their sleep cycles are going to be off. I think kids in the quote unquote normal kids, they're seeing more blue light from their screens than they are the light from the sun's rays. And it's like, no wonder everybody's sleep cycles are off. No wonder people can't fall asleep at night and then they're up all night. And so it's not just important for adults. It is critical for kids. And I always go back and say, how were we designed? We were designed to breathe fresh air. We were designed to be in the sun. We were designed to be, you know, in God's creation. And being in all these false settings, it is literally making a generation sick.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.